Hallelujah. Good morning, disciples. I just look at this beautiful picture Danita gave to us of the butterfly, and it brings to remembrance, that butterfly was once in a little pulp. It was like a worm that had to die, and then it became a butterfly. And it's the word metamorphosis. The word be transformed in the Bible also speaks about metamorphosis. It's like the tadpole, and then it could become a frog. So we changed. And the word is in Romans 12, be transformed. That comes from that same word, metamorphosis. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then also 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed. So it's in beholding the glory of the Lord, beholding the splendor of God that has come on our behalf and paid the price for us and is alive. And then beholding this word that opens up this great truth, that's where the transformation comes. So good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this word just opening up to us, Lord, that we can see what you see so we can experience what you want us to experience, because how can two walk together unless we agree? So thank you, Lord, for this beautiful word and for our agreement in it, Lord. And thank you, Father God, that you watch over your word to bring about your plan, your transformation. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings this morning, Romans chapter 6, it's from 5 to 8. If we have been united with him, this is Jesus, in a death like he, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Hallelujah. Powerful word there. And there we can see where is the glory of the Lord in what he has done for us. We need to see that when he died, we died in the eyes of God according to the word. We can't just go on and believing what we want to believe. We've got to believe what God believes. And we've got to know that when he died, sin died. It was dealt with. That was why he went to the cross for us. But then also we've got to know, we mustn't just stop on the sin issue. We've got to know that when he was made alive, we were also made alive. And that's what the Bible is clear on. If we're building our lives according to the word, we're building our lives according to faith, we know that we now live with him. We are co-heirs with him. In him we live and move and have our being. You see, just knowing about Adam just keeps us ensnared to sin and keeps us ensnared to the law that exposes sin. But now we're looking into the love of God, the grace of God, the divine influence on his heart. That which gives you sufficiency. He says, my grace is your sufficiency. And in the word we see sin was dealt with and taken away, and now we are alive. Amen. We are free. We are alive. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. That's the reality we got to wake up every morning to. In you we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord, for enlightening our hearts, enlightening our eyes, so that we can be a sweet fragrance, not in the eye disease and all about myself, but now know that I'm married to another, even to him who has been raised from the dead, so as to bear fruits to God. So we've got to take hold of these resurrection words, these resurrection truths, so we can have a transformation and we can be the people God made us to be. So know the price has been paid. Your Lord is alive and he's king and he's all powerful and he's ruling and reigning to wake us up. And so we wake up and we see newness every morning and we arise and shine. And then also, just as he's living to quicken his bride, enlighten his bride, bless his branches, he's the head, we are the body. We also know that darkness is also being crushed under his feet. And when we believe what he believes, the Bible says we are babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace crushes Satan underneath our feet. So stay alive, stay enlightened, stay being transformed, stay running to the Lord and not from the Lord. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.